This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the Father, the ocean of knowledge, is giving you platefuls of the jewels of knowledge. You can fill your aprons as much as you want with these jewels and become free from all worries. Question. What aspect of the path of knowledge do the people on the path of devotion also like? Answer. Cleanliness. On the path of knowledge, you children become clean. The Father has come to clean your dirty clothes. So only when you souls become clean, that is pure, do you develop the wings to fly and return home? Those on the path of devotion also like cleanliness a great deal. They go to bathe in the Ganges in order to become clean, but souls cannot be cleansed by water. Om Shanti. Sweetest children, you must not forget the pilgrimage of remembrance. At the time when you practice this, early in the morning, no speech is used, because this is the way that leads you back to the land of Nirvana. Without becoming pure, you children cannot return or fly home. You also understand that when it is the time for the Golden Age to start, countless souls will fly and return home. There are now millions of souls. In the Golden Age, there will only be a few hundred thousand. Everyone else will have flown home. There must definitely be someone who gives wings to the souls. You souls become pure by staying on this pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no other way to become pure. Only the One Father is the purifier. Although some say Ishwar, others say the Supreme Soul, and some call him God, he is only one. There aren't many different beings. Everyone's father is the same. Each one has a different physical father, but the father from beyond is the same for everyone. When that one comes, he gives happiness to everyone, and then returns home again. There is then no need to remember him at the time of happiness. That then becomes the past. The Father now explains the secrets of the past, as well as the present and the future. The past, present and future of a tree is very easy to understand. You understand how a tree emerges from a seed, and how it then continues to grow until it finally reaches the end. That is known as the beginning, the middle and the end. This tree is of the variety of religions, a tree of the variety of features. Everyone's features are different. You can see how flowers are also different according to the variety of the plant. Although flowers of the same variety have the same features, there are many varieties of features within the human world tree. Each one in the tree has his own individual beauty. There are various types of beauty in this tree. Similarly, the Father has explained the meaning of Shyam Sunda, the ugly and beautiful one. This is said of the deities when they change from Satopratan to Tamopratan. You are now changing from ugly to beautiful. P. people of no other religion change from ugly to beautiful in this way. Just look at their features. Look at the features of the Japanese, the Europeans, and the Chinese. It is only the people of India whose features change. The praise of changing from ugly to beautiful applies to the people of Bharat, not to any other religion. This tree is that of the human world. It is a tree of the variety of religions and how they all come number-wise. You children now receive this knowledge. No one else can explain these matters. This cycle lasts for 5,000 years. It can either be called a tree or a world. For half the period there is devotion. That is called the kingdom of Ravan. It is the kingdom of the five vices, in which people become ugly and impure by sitting on the pyre of lust. There is a great deal of difference between the activity of Ravan's community, the devilish community, and the activities of the deities. People sing their praise while considering themselves to be degraded sinners. There are many different types of human being. You have done a great deal of devotion. While taking rebirth, you have continued to perform worship and devotion. At first, worship is unadulterated. You start the devotion of only the One. Then it becomes adulterated. And now, at the end, it has become completely adulterated. Therefore the Father now comes and gives you this unadulterated knowledge through which you attain salvation. For as long as the devotees don't know this, they will continue to be proud of their devotion. They don't know that only the One Supreme Soul is the ocean of knowledge. Devotees remember the Vedas and scriptures and recite them. All of that is the expansion of the path of devotion. There is beauty in devotion. The Father says that beauty is like a mirage. It is like sand sparkling like water and shining like silver. There is a story of a deer that was thirsty and ran to what it thought was water. But it was just a mirage, and the deer became trapped in the sand. The path of devotion is the same. All are trapped in that. It takes a great deal of effort for you children to remove them from that. Obstacles are created in this because the Father is making you pure. Draupadi too called out to be saved. There are Draupadis and Duryodhanas in the whole world. All of you can also be called Parvatis, who are listening to the story of immortality. The Father tells you the story of immortality and then sends you to the land of immortality. This is the land of death, where untimely death takes place. Just while sitting somewhere, people have heart failure. You can go to the hospitals and explain. Here you become ill and your lifespan is very short. There will be no sickness there. God speaks. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me, your Father. Remove your attachment from all others, and your sins will be absolved. Then you will never become ill. Death will never come to you. You will also have a long lifespan. The lifespans of the deities were very long. So where did those with those long lifespans go? While continuing to take rebirth, their lifespans decreased. No one understands this play of happiness and sorrow. They hold so many fairs, etc. Countless people gather to bathe at the great fair, the Kumbh Mela. People bathe every day, but they receive no benefit from that. You bathe every day, and the water everywhere comes from the ocean. It is said that the best water is from a well. The rivers are now so full of rubbish, but the water from a well is naturally clean, and so it is much better to bathe with that water. That used to be the system before, but the system now is to bathe in rivers. Those on the path of devotion also like cleanliness. They now call out to the Supreme Soul to come and clean them. Guru Nanak prayed to the Supreme Soul a great deal, saying, "Come and wash the impure clothes." The Father comes and cleans the impure clothes, the dirty clothes. Here the Father comes and cleanses souls. Those people consider souls to be immune to the effect of action. The Father says, "This is the kingdom of Ravan. It is the descending stage of the whole world." It has been said that when your stage is ascending, the stage of the whole world is also ascending. Everyone receives salvation. O Baba, everyone experiences benefit from you. Everyone in the Golden Age experiences benefit. There is only the one kingdom, and so everyone is peaceful. At that time, everyone else stays in the land of peace. At the moment, people are trying so hard to create peace in the world. When you ask them whether there was ever the peace in the world that they are now asking for, they reply that there are still 40,000 years of the Iron Age left. They are in such immense darkness. The whole cycle lasts for 5,000 years, and yet they say that just the Iron Age has still 40,000 years left. There are so many different ideas. The Father comes and tells you the truth. There are only 84 births. If the cycle were to last for hundreds of thousands of years, human beings would then become like animals, etc. However, that is not the law. The 84 births are all human beings. The Father tells you the correct account. You children have to imbibe this knowledge. The rishis and munis say neti neti, that is, we don't know him. Therefore they are atheists. There must definitely be some who are theists. The deities are theists. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan is an atheist. By studying this knowledge, you become theists and receive the inheritance for 21 births. Then there is no need for this knowledge. This time is the most auspicious confluence age, when you become the highest humans, the masters of heaven. You will claim a high status according to how much you study here. Those who now study well become the masters of the world. Otherwise, the status is less. However, that kingdom is one of happiness anyway. Here, there is the kingdom of sorrow. Those who now become theists rule the kingdom of happiness. Then, when Ravan comes, they again become atheists and begin to experience sorrow. When Bharat was solvent, there was limitless wealth. Such a huge temple was built to Somnath. If they had that much money to build such a temple at that time, they must have previously had such a great wealth. From where did they receive all that wealth? It has been written in the scriptures that the ocean gave platefuls of jewels. The ocean of knowledge now gives you platefuls of the jewels of this knowledge. Your aprons are now being filled. Devotees go in front of Shankar and ask for their aprons to be filled. They don't know the Father. You know that the Father is now filling your aprons. Each of you can take as much as you want. The more you study, the higher the scholarship you will win. If you want, you can become the highest of all humans, those with double crowns. Or if you want, you can become poor subjects, or maids or servants. There are many who even divorce Baba. This too is also fixed in the drama. The father says, I have no worries. I am free from all worries and am making you the same. It has been said that those who belong to the Lord and Master, the Satguru, have no worries. The father who is everyone's Lord is also called the Master. The Father says, I am your unlimited teacher. You had many teachers on the path of devotion, and you studied many different things. The knowledge that the Father teaches you is unique. He is the ocean of knowledge. But he shouldn't be called Jani Jananhar, the one who knows all secrets. There are many who say, you know everything that's going on inside us. The father says, I don't know anything. I only come to teach you, children. You souls are sitting on your thrones. I too am sitting on this throne. A soul is such a tiny point. No one knows this at all. This is why the father says, first understand about souls, and you will then understand the Father. The Father first explains the knowledge of souls, then gives the introduction of the Father. On the path of devotion, they create saligrams, worship them, and then destroy them. The Father says, all of that is the worship of dolls. Those who understand all of these things clearly will also bring benefit to others. The Father is the benefactor, and so you children also have to become the same. Some went to remove others from the bog, but they themselves became trapped in it. They became impure. All the income they had earned was destroyed. This is why the father says, be very cautious. By sitting on the pyre of lust, you have become ugly. You say we were beautiful, and we have now become ugly. We were deities, and we were the ones who came down. Otherwise, who is it that takes 84 births? The father explains this account. You children have to make a great deal of effort to remove those who have been drowning for half a cycle in the ocean of poison. This is not like going to your auntie's home. Even if someone takes a little knowledge, that is never destroyed. This is the story of becoming a true Narayan. Subjects are also created as well. Those who left, after taking even a little knowledge, will return later to understand more. As time goes by, people will develop disinterest. People have disinterest when they go to a cremation ground. However, when they leave, their disinterest vanishes. When you explain to them, they say that it's very good. But when they go outside, everything finishes. They say that they'll come back when they finish their work. However, when they go outside, Maya turns their faces away. A handful emerges out of millions. It takes effort to claim a royal status. Each of you should ask your own heart, to what extent do I remember the unlimited Father? You say that remembrance of the Father is forgotten. Oh, when you followed the path of ignorance, did you ever say that you forgot your Father? Baba says, no matter how many storms come, you must not shake. Storms will come, but you must not do anything wrong through your sense organs. They say, Baba, Maya cast a spell on us. Baba says, sweetest children, stay in remembrance and your rust will be removed. The rust that has accumulated on souls can only be removed by your having remembrance. Baba is a bindi, a dot. There is no way to remove the rust other than by remembering the Father. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. You are the children of the benefactor father. Therefore, you must benefit yourself and others. Be careful that you do not perform any actions that would finish everything you have accumulated. 2. Study well and fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge. Make effort to claim a scholarship. Remain free from worry and stay carefree, the same as the Father. Blessing. May you remain detached from your old nature and sanskars with the power of realization and become a conqueror of Maya. The nature and sanskars of your old body are very harsh and they create a big obstruction to you becoming a conqueror of Maya. Even when the snake of your old nature and sanskars is destroyed, its lineage still remains, and it deceives you when the time comes. Sometimes you are so influenced by Maya that you don't even consider something wrong to be wrong. You are influenced by external things. This is why you have to check yourself and use the power of realization to become detached from any old, hidden nature or sanskars. And you will then become a conqueror of Maya. Slogan: to finish the many relationships of mine is to become an angel. Om Shanti.